Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:05. Overcast here. I guess there's a little sun, but it doesn't look like quite the bluebird day that we've been having for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the rain, though, that's been predicted is lessening as we head into the weekend. So I don't know if we're going to get as much as we'd hope for, but we will start to see some clouds and a possibility for rain.
Well, it's definitely gotten freezing. So yeah. It's been much chillier. The heat's kicking on all the time. I don't know about that. If only it could just be 74 and sunny every day. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Lotion. It's funny because we just had a conversation about lotion. As you continue to wash your hands for more than 20 seconds, the cold weather is not friendly with dried out hands. Mm-hmm. Look at poor Nicole. She's got little cracked knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be using the sanitizer and doing the 20-second wash. Mm-hmm. You got to add a little lotion to that, especially now in the winter.
It looks like my sister stopped me. She's like, "What's wrong with your hands?" I'm like, "I know." She's like, "It looks like you got in a fight." I'm like, "Maybe I did." I'm just kidding.
Oh. No. Oh. But we know you didn't because you're a liar.
Yeah. But literally, like, my pinky knuckle and my middle finger knuckle are, like, scabbed up. I don't know. It sucks.
We need to get you some of that butter, shea butter stuff. What was the stuff that Oprah was saying? It was, like, beauty butter.
Yeah.
Something. You can use that really thick. I use this stuff on my tattoos and other injuries, but it's Aquaphor will also really heal your hands up if you need to put that on.
Or some of that Aesop from Japan.
I love that stuff. It's not from Japan. It's from Australia.
Apparently you don't know, Sarah.
No, I do know. I do. I don't know why his thing was set for the translation. I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I don't know how things work.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, find a lotion that works for you and slather that crap on there. I have that lotiony feeling though. You know that feeling where like even
slimy.
Like your fingers are sticking together and anything you
and
touch.
And I feel like I'm constantly just like this, like trying to get
kind
it
of
in there,
rubbing it in. And
do
then
you
like
remember if- that I used to have a band. Everyone, it's been a long time, but one of the songs that my band wrote, or that I wrote with my band, was how did that go? Robe wearing, towel headed, lotion rubbing chick.
Yeah.
And it's because that's just a phenomenon I've come across too many times for it to be, it's just weird. It's almost like every lady does that. I can't for the life of me figure out how you can get all greasy with lotion and then just go about putting on clothes.
Let it soak in and you got to have the right lotion. Like some of these lotions now, I even have a suntan lotion that you rub it in and then your skin feels nice and dry. Like I don't want that tacky. I don't like that.
I mean, I can't argue the results. I do love the soft skin, but I don't get that how you're able to just put on jeans after having lotion on your gross.
Even right after a shower, though, even if I didn't lotion up, it's just, I don't know, there's something about just like tacky, moist skin. Just, let me keep this robe on for a while. I love a robe. I love a cozy robe. So good. Anyway, how do we get here? Lotion. Thank you.
Lotion is the sponsor. Dryness.
Don't want dryness.
Right. Is there a place we can find your old band's music then?
No.
Yeah, where can we hear that song?
Nope.
That one, Diodio. A lot of washing up stuff, you know, a lot of shower post-shower stuff.
Boobs are cool.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What else does he have to say about boobs?
Cool. Anyway.
They make me drool.
That's not
all I got, really.
I don't think we should play that. We've been told not to. Anyway, Sarah, what's up in the trash?
That was a different company, wasn't it?
It was still the same boss, though.
We should have sold that over the... Yeah, but, you know, he had different standards and practices. Oh, man, I want to start by congratulating Billie Eilish. As if she needs more congratulations.
Well, I'll accept on her behalf. Thank you so much.
All right. Here's your reward for 1 billion views of your Bad Guy music video.
Thank you, everyone.
It just hit that this morning, looks like. It was a chart topper, as you know. It dethroned Old Town Road on the Hot 100 last year, and it surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube this morning. It's the latest addition to the Billion Views Club. Not that many. Congratulations.
I love this award, and in celebration, I'm going to cut these talons off my fingers, and suddenly I'll have normal fingertips.
Nah, she's
how's
not
that?
Doing that. She's keeping that. That's her thing, I guess.
I don't like them.
She likes claws.
I'm not into them.
Yeah. It's always surprising to me when someone who's a musician has that, because I feel like, well, how are you going to pick up a guitar? Like, I have to cut my fingernails down to nubs just to play guitar, and I hardly even ever play. But, you know, they're around. You pick them up. I don't... Even typing. Like...
Yeah, everything. Right. What about your phone? You're working your phone. You got the
What about
talents.
Picking your nose or scratching your face or, you know, getting something out of your eye? I mean, you're just, you know, there you are, clawing your face to death. Don't claw yourself. Nicole, show Vinny your nails. How long are your nails right now? No. Oh, they're not that bad, actually. No. Those are
look at that thumbnail, though. Woof.
A little further than action length, but they're...
My friend, she's a nail tech, and she has her nail, like, out to here.
Yeah, it's too much.
That's too much.
How can she be a nail tech? Don't those get in the way? Like, you can't even make a fist when you get nails like that.
I don't know.
You can only close like this.
Little kids love it when she goes like that, because they, like...
Oh, clack, 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 clack. Oh, it's like her own personal castanet. Clack, 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 clack. All right. Well, to each his own.
Anyway, congratulations, Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Quite an accomplishment.
It is, actually. There's just not that many videos that have 1 million views, so congrats. Sorry, what did I say? Million? Yeah, billion. Whatever the big number is. Blue Ivy Carter.
Yeah.
She is very precocious. She's the very few times I've seen her, one of the times she was telling her parents to, can you come on now? Calm down. Some award show. She's all, take it down.
No, I don't remember that.
I think she was like 6. She's maybe 8 now. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how old she is, but she has her first gig. Well, I mean, she's been on songs from her parents and stuff, but this is, you know, I don't think they're behind this. Someone said, hey, Blue Ivy, we got a job for you. And she went, all right, I'll do it. So she's been on both of her parents' songs already. And now she has narrated an audiobook version of something called Hair Love by Matthew A. Cherry. And there is a little clip out there, so you can hear if you listen to audio.
Dreamscape presents Hair Love by Matthew A. Cherry, narrated by Blue Ivy Carter.
Very cute.
Adorable. It is pretty cute. You can actually hear a longer clip on, I think Audible will play you a little clip, won't they? Or maybe it's Kindle that sends you a sample and not Audible. But either way.
Audible usually has samples, yeah.
Has a little sample?
Mm-hmm.
Because I will say this, the narrator is almost more important than the book, because there are people who are reading a book that's great that I'm like, I hate this narrator. This person is bugging the out of me.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you just fall in love with someone's voice where it's like, oh, that person could read me the dictionary.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. The book is about a dad trying to do his daughter's hair for the first time.
Oh, that's hard.
It is, sure.
It is very hard.
And this Matthew A. Cherry also turned it into an Oscar-winning short film. It's being made into a series at HBO Max. So this is a pretty big deal. And Blue Ivy is narrating. And so if your kids ever listen to books, this might be something that they would be interested in. Divorce. Oh, exes. Oh, it's not. Sometimes it's okay. If you consciously uncouple and, you know, you're very evolved or whatever. But Phil Collins is not having that experience.
Have you seen his wife, by the way?
Which wife are we talking about?
The wife, well, the one he's breaking up, currently breaking up. This is the one who, like, stayed in his house or something like that?
Well, they got, let's see. Oh, yeah, this must be that one. Because they broke up in 08, got back together in 2015, and then she left him for another guy this past July. So this must be the wife you're talking about.
I don't know their story. I just saw the pictures and was like, okay, so she's had a bit of surgery. Got it.
A lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
You're married to a rock star. You're like, I got to stay a hot young video vixen.
Except you just said she left him for another guy.
Yeah. Well, she's expecting to take some money with her. She is his ex-wife. They did divorce in 08, it sounds like. Even when they got back together in 2015, they didn't remarry, apparently.
So then she got her settlement from the first divorce.
Oh, no, she's not done with that.
Oh, boy.
You know.
That's called double dipping.
Her name is Orion Sevey, possibly. Right. C-E-V-E-Y. And she is, not only does she want more money, she's trying to get it by dropping some pretty personal information about Phil. She claims that by 2019, he was depressed, withdrawn, and abusive due to a back surgery. He was abusing alcohol, painkillers, and antidepressants, and he smelled. He never bathed. She says he got to a point where he was living in squalor, refusing to bathe or brush his teeth from 2019 until August of this year, and his odor got so bad that their sex life became non-existent. She says his stench became so pervasive he became a hermit, refusing to interact personally with any people. Phil's lawyer says, no, he didn't. And a source says he's currently rehearsing with Genesis, so he can't be in the kind of shape that she's claiming.
Right.
They were married from 99 to 08. I guess at that point, because they call her his ex-wife. They got back together in 2015. She left him this past July. She married that guy a month later. So great at decisions. And she says, he owes me half of our $40 million home. He's not interested in paying up, surprise. So I don't know if she'll wind up getting any money out of him, but in the meantime, she's got plenty to say about his stank.
Did you say if they have kids together?
I don't know that.
It doesn't matter.
He definitely has children. Is she?
Yeah.
Is she Lily Collins' mother? She might be. If they were married in 99, Lily Collins is, well, she might be mid-20s.
And he's got a musician kid. I think the kid plays drums on his current touring band.
Oh. Because
he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that's the story. I don't know. I'm getting confused a little bit with some of the stuff about him.
Right. And I don't know what his, because maybe she was with him for a while and had those kids and then they married. Like, who knows? I don't know how old all those kids are. Anyway, Phil Collins, fun with exes. Woo!
Super sad.
There it is. It's exactly what you want to hear. Not even a particularly difficult role. He just, it's exactly what you need at exactly the right time in that song.
Oh, you mean got it. I think the trip is that he was the drummer in a band that starred Peter Gabriel, and Peter Gabriel said, I'm out, and he just walked out from behind the kit and took over, and they got more successful somehow.
Yeah, they were like, well, Phil can sing. Let's see if he wants to. Silento. Is that Watch Me Whip? Watch Me Nene?
That's correct, okay. Yes.
That guy. I haven't heard from him since then, but maybe I'm not listening to the right radio station. I don't know. He's an Atlanta rapper, and he was arrested Friday and accused of driving 143 miles per hour. I love when there's a 43 in something. On Interstate 85.
Now watch me whip. Hey. Okay. Now watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Whip, watch me,
nay-nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip.
Why me do
watch
it?
Me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip.
Silento.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Or Richard Ricky Lamar Hawk. Ricky Hawk. He was charged with reckless driving, speeding, failure to maintain lane, and improper stopping, according to the news. I guess a DeKalb police report said Hawk was pulled over around 3 in the morning after an officer went, "Oh, no, no, you stop that now." Guy, I guess he just tore by a cop. He had just a white BMW, not like a Lambo or anything. BMWs can go fast, I guess. Swerving around all the slower cars at 3 in the morning, just owning the road. Initially, he argued with the officer about how fast he was going and said, "I didn't do anything wrong. Just watch me whip." Later, he said, "Yeah, I was speeding, but that's because I normally get followed when I'm leaving events." And he says he was leaving. He said he was at a club promoting his new song and he could go 143 miles because he miles an hour because he's not a regular person. I'm not just some jamoke. I'm in my car and I need to get away. I have people chasing me because I'm not a regular person.
The old "don't you know who I am?" Got it.
"Don't you know who I am?" It's like that, but, you know, just said in a different way, which I think is, it's a novel way to say it. It's unclear if he would have an attorney comment on his behalf. I'm sure he's got an attorney somewhere. He was just arrested a month ago for assault with a deadly weapon. He was accused of walking into an unlocked stranger's home in the Valley Village area of Los Angeles and swinging a hatchet at the two people inside before one of them managed to get the hatchet away from him.
Sheesh.
And prior to that, he was charged with inflicting corporal punishment on a spouse or cohabitant at a Santa Ana home on August 28th. I mean, spanking, right?
Santa Ana, California?
That's what it says here.
All right. That's right. Right near where I grew up. We used to go buy our pot there and our beer.
Well, I don't know if he sells that there, but that's where he was.
No, I think that Santa Ana's gentrified itself some since I lived there. But at one point, it was where you went for everything.
Sure. If you need something illegal, let's go to Santa Ana.
Right.
Anyway, Salento, not having a great day. But has a nice car and is driving it fast.
He's worth $5 million.
Oh.
Wow. Good for him.
That's great. I mean, I assume he's had other hits and just the only one I know is Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay.
That's the only one I know. Let's see.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus, she's got a little song. A little song you might have heard of called Party in the USA.
I love that song.
That, surprise, everyone was playing that after Biden won. As tons of Americans were celebrating, that was one of the go-to songs.
Oh, I forgot. I learned how to play that on guitar.
Oh, go get your guitar.
I can't get my guitar right now.
Yeah, you can.
No, I'm downstairs. Very far from it.
So nice. She released that in, I think it was an 09 song, isn't it? Yeah. So she was about 16 when that came out. 27 years old now. And it just re-entered the top 200. I don't see its exact spot on the iTunes top 200, but it's number 93 on Spotify streaming charts, and it's been long off, so it's that popped right back on there. So congratulations to Miley.
It's trippy that a bunch of appearances she's made of late, she chooses, instead of playing an old huge hit like that, she plays a cover, which I kind of get in terms of not wanting to live off of the Party in the USA success and also wanting to have fun singing something you haven't sung a million times.
I actually really like, I'm not sure if they totally recut the vocal on that song she just put out with Stevie Nicks. Mm-hmm. It's called, I can't even remember what it's called.
Midnight Sky.
No, that's her song, but it's combined with, it's called Edge of Midnight.
Yeah, nicely done, sir.
It's like a combo of the two songs because Midnight Sky sounds like Edge of 17, but they recorded it together. Somebody put it all together and they recorded their vocals. But her vocals sound so good on it. Like she's got that Miley rasp and it sounds really good. Ooh, might be on the verge. And that's, I'm sure Jane will tell me, but I'm sure that's going to be a big hit. So congratulations really to Stevie Nicks. Your 2020 is working out for you, lady.
You know, I give her a lot of credit. I saw a lot of videos where people tried to do the skateboard reproduction of, what is that guy's name?
Nathan Apodaca.
Most of the videos I saw were on Kook Slams where it's people falling down trying to make that. And when she did that little video, she's just seated at the piano in roller skates, and she's doing her little part like, there's my cranberry juice. Here's me with skates on, seated safely behind the piano.
Yep.
She looks completely great, and then they turn away, and you just go, very well done.
Yes.
Graceful.
Graceful. That's a great word for it. Black Sabbath's Geezer Butler.
Yeah.
If you've been like me, if you're like me, you've been dying to know what he thinks of Cardi B's song WAP.
Oh.
Well, then here I am to tell you. It pisses me off. Then again, I'm 71. I just thought it was great. He called it disgusting. But he says, I'm a bloody old goat. So I don't need to tell you what WAP stands for.
Oh, is that an acronym?
Oh, you're kidding, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
See if you can figure it out. Have you ever listened to that? If you've ever listened to the song Uncensored.
Have you seen she has another version out called Wet and Gushy? It's so.
Oh, the clean.
Yeah, so she can get radio.
Version is Wet and Gushy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she redid the whole thing.
What are you talking about? Some type of food or?
Yeah.
I don't.
Potatoes?
So I've seen the video that you guys have shown, the mm-hmm. little clips. I get that it's racy and I understand that.
It's vulgar. You need to listen to that song, Vinny.
It's
and actually don't
hilarious.
Listen to it with your girls around. It's so over the top. It is so goddamn over the top that you can't even. I just laugh at it. I'm like, well, you know, I don't get to tell anybody what to do.
It comes on when I'm doing my work around the house because I have earbuds in, and I'm
you
just
can't,
listening
yeah,
to the top
You can't
hits.
Let your kid listen to that.
And so when I hear it, I just laugh my ass off. There are so many great lines in there.
Macaroni in a pot.
Oh, so gross. They're just like.
Wireless access protocol?
Well, that's about right.
Yeah.
Something yep, like that's that. It, Vinny. It's all about the internet.
That's all I got here. I don't know. Am I looking on the wrong internet again?
Probably. Seems like you might be looking on the wrong internet, but you know, I'm sure you and Bryn can have a chat about it after.
Try to figure this out.
Anyway, Black Sabbath's Geezer Butler says that the song is disgusting, but he's 71, and he wasn't expected. He's not in her demo.
Well, the kids loved Black Sabbath, and the parents hated Black Sabbath because they loved Satan, as far as any parent knew. So
sure.
He should be more. He should try to remember back to when he was young how people reacted to their music. Duh.
Well, he is. He's saying, I'm 71. Of course, I don't like it. Why would I? I'm an old guy now.
There you go.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff I haven't been able to get to, including some new dating terms. Most of them are kind of a joke, but I'll read them to you because they're fun for 2020. Also, our favorite desserts as we head into the new year, and a bunch more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.